We're talking about energy healing, unlocking the ancient secrets to healing with Gail Lynn. We'll take your calls and stories next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, Gail Lynn with us. Of course, her website is harmonicegg.com. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, it was basically channeled, and I felt like music is harmony, so harmonic and an egg, harmonic egg.
Perfect. Edgar Casey would be proud. Did he talk much about energy healing?
Not as much as I think he believed in it, because he had to be sleeping to do a lot of his reading. So he was more or less on a mission to help everybody figure out what was wrong with them. And he talked a lot about alkalining the body and castor oil packs. And he had a lot of advice for people on colors to use for healing. So I don't think he talked a lot about energy.
Didn't he claim that he got help from the spirit world in his sleeping state?
Yes, he did. And he was always disappointed that he could never hear any of his readings because he had to be asleep and somebody had to record them.
That's right. That's right. But and eventually, these readings, Gail, wore him down where I think he got sick.
I believe that is true, and that's the story. And I feel bad because a lot of healers, and what I've learned from Edgar Casey is, you know, you still have to have balance in your life, and you still have to take care of yourself. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of everybody else. And I think that he just was so grateful for the gift from God, and he didn't want to charge anybody for it. He was so humble. He just wanted to give it away, and he just wanted to help people as much as he could, and just really feel bad that he didn't have more value for himself.
I had a story in my news segment tonight that said that vegetarians are more depressed than meat eaters, and it's a new study that they've been working on. I guess something has to do with the food you eat, huh?
Absolutely. You know, it depends. People's blood type also can dictate
that's
what's
true.
The best foods for them to eat. So, interesting study, and I just wonder what it is about the proteins and animal proteins that maybe would help shift the hormones and help with depression. Very interesting.
Aren't certain foods good for your certain blood type? So, if somebody's A positive, a certain food is better for them than somebody who's O positive?
Correct, correct. It was Peter Diadamo, and he wrote the book Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and he has Cook Right for Your Blood Type, and so I'm an O, so I'm technically a meat eater. I don't eat a lot of meat, you know, a few ounces here and there, but I really crave it, and I feel like it's really good for me. But somebody who's an A or a B might be, you know, have better luck with their diet and processing foods if they eat more vegetables and fruit.
Do you sometimes feel of these cravings that if you haven't had something for a while, your body starts to really need it?
Absolutely, and I think we need to listen to our cravings because our body's, again, communicating with us. We need to listen, but everything in moderation. I mean, sometimes I crave dark chocolate because it has magnesium in it, and it has, you know, there's a fine line between chocolate being a toxin and it being an antioxidant.
You still there? Well, let's switch over, see if she's there. If not, give her a call back, Tom. Are you there, Lynn? Nope, she's not. So we'll try to get you back. And wow, that was a zap. Like she got hit by electricity or something. We'll try to get her back, but let's go to some of the calls. Let's go to you, Walter. Welcome to the program. You are on the air.
Hi, George. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
You're the man right now.
Yeah, George. You know, we don't understand the psychosomatic connection, the mind-body connection. So I would just say that, you know, all drugs are tested against the placebo. And there's a reason for that, because modern psychology tells us that there is definitely a power of suggestion, that a great deal of the power of drugs involves believing that you're going to be cured. And if I may extrapolate to the previous guest, I think that's why exorcisms seem to work for some people, because the belief that they are possessed by a demon might be termed paranoid hypochondria. Because they believe they are possessed, well, then naturally the exorcism is the miraculous placebo that cures them. So I think that that is a scientific explanation for the seemingly supernatural exorcism.
But you think that also works for health-related issues?
Well, yes, undoubtedly. As I said, George, there's a reason why all the drugs are tested against a placebo, because, modern psychology tells us that there is definitely a power of suggestion. We don't understand the mind-over-matter connection. Your current guest says that energy is involved in the cure. Well, that's like saying grass is green and water is wet. Einstein said E equals MC squared. There's energy in all matter. So whether you're taking a drug or whether it's through the power of suggestion, it's all energy. And, George, in ancient times, I have a friend, his son came down with Parkinson's disease, and he's got the characteristic, the DTs, the uncontrollable shakes. And, George, obviously in biblical times, that might have been considered
demonic
possession.
Well, that could be. Let's bring Gail. You back with us?
Yes, I am.
There you are. So he believes that all of this is the state of mind as opposed to something else. What do you think?
Well, it could be. And I heard talking about exorcism and entities. And so a lot of people believe that people get diseased because it's an entity and they need to get an exorcism. In my experience with Parkinson's, I've seen heavy metals, and we would actually experience people who had come out of the sound and light therapy having a smell of heavy metals. And other people that I've experienced with Parkinson's have also grown up in a place like Kansas where there was a lot of pesticides and being sprayed, and so it's still a neurotoxin and causing the tremors. And another reason for Parkinson's could also be the tremors as a lack of B12, a lack of that B vitamin B12.
Do you think these shamans and these individuals who have practiced ancient secrets of healing get sick themselves?
Oh, absolutely they do.
Why?
Well, they take on other people's energies, and they are human. And so they end up stressing themselves out. I have so many healers who have come to me over the years and pre and post testings that we've done on them, and they're some of the sickest people. They just seem to be more nurturing towards other people. They don't take care of themselves, and so it's kind of interesting to watch. I had one practitioner who came to me, and she had been treating so many people with cancer, and then she herself had gotten cancer. And so I think it could also be, what you manifest.
Edgar Casey said you want to avoid cancer, eat 3 almonds a day.
Right, and you do that.
I do that.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know that?
I heard your interviews.
You listen.
I do.
Ed, Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the program. Hello, Edward.
Yeah, a doctor in Italy has cured 200 and some people of Parkinson's with that new variation of vitamin B1. And unfortunately, he just passed away from COVID.
Oh, that's
but you can look that up, and it's well documented now.
B1.
I think
that's very
it's
cool.
It's one of the. I'm pretty sure it's B1. It's pronounced. I'm a left-handed dyslexic hillbilly, so I can't speak English, but much less. But, it's Buford name or something like that. It's just
what was the name of the doctor? You remember, Eddie?
No, I don't. But it would be real easy to find. Just Google Parkinson's, Italian doctor, and treatment. I'm really excited about, Gail, about your work. I also heal myself a lot from starting very early with some things that by studying Casey at length. He does, in some of his trances, he actually does use color light and things. But one thing I want to correct, George, he did not get sick because he overworked without understanding it. He did not get overworked until World War II. And so many mothers call him wanting to know about their sons overseas. He said, I just can't say no. He knew what he was doing.
I know that. Yeah, oh, he did it on purpose.
Right, yeah, okay. And the thing you're talking about with acupuncture and the danger and so forth, I'm very familiar with all that. Now, George is super accomplished in every facet. He's got one weakness. I'm surprised he hadn't asked you yet if people have to believe in it for it to work, because that's his favorite.
That's my favorite phrase.
Yeah, and I can assure you they don't. I have women that'll say, well, my husband don't want to take this. They agree it can't hurt him, but they don't believe it'll work. And I say, well, do a favor for me. Tell them, you want them to take it to prove it doesn't work, because they can't stop it from working, right, Gail, with the right vibrations and frequency.
You are so correct. I had a guy with Parkinson's who came in. He couldn't take a heel to toe step. He said, this is all bull crap. I don't know why I'm here. His church paid for his sessions. He came out and he took a heel to toe step and started crying. So he believed it wouldn't work, and it proved him wrong. So yes, you're absolutely correct.
What about that little voice we hear in our heads? Who's trying to tell us things about all this? Is it something supernatural?
Voice.
What is it?
My voice comes in from the right side, and I get brilliant messages that I couldn't possibly come up with on my own. I'm not that smart. And so I get these brilliant messages. They come in from the right side, and I think it's our higher self or some source out there in the universe. I believe that, you know, even with the harmonic egg idea, I think the universe gave it to several people. I was just the one crazy enough to take it and run with it.
And you did run with it.
Yes.
What do your friends and colleagues say about what you do now?
Well, it's been really interesting. I have several doctors now that tell me I should be a doctor, I should get my license, but I really don't want to be on the radar screen. But I'm training doctors and helping doctors to help their patients, and they love it. They can't believe that they weren't taught this in school. And so they're very grateful. My colleagues, I guess some of them, can I say this, that they're jealous?
Yeah.
I want to collaborate.
Sure.
I want to collaborate. I think that, you know, we're all one and we all get this information and we should collaborate to make it even better. But you have all these people out there saying, well, my machine's better than yours and yours is better than his and hers is better than theirs. And it's like, can't we all just say that there is no one size fits all and people need to find the thing that resonates with them, because the cream is always going to rise to the top.
What techniques do you recommend, Gail, to help people raise their vibrational level so they can do some of the things they want to do in their lives?
So I think that if they read David Hawkins' work, Power Versus Force, and they learned that hate and anger and jealousy are such a low vibration, and that love and joy and happiness are such a high vibration. And when you're in love and joy and happiness, you can manifest anything. That's when things flow. That's when people say, you know, how do you know you're on God's plan for you? Well, things are flowing. Things are easy. You're just, everything's in bliss and everything's just working. But when you sink down to that anger and the hate, you find that you're hitting roadblocks and your life isn't working very well. And so you got to get back to that vibration. And raising your consciousness is about being in love.
Let's go to Michalina in Canada. Welcome to the show. Hi, Michalina.
Hi there. Pardon me for taking a minute to thank George and the Coast family, whose voices have been my healing harmonics for over 20 years now, I guess, eh?
That's close. That's right.
As a youth, I was working as a respite support for families with autistic children. So It was not really known in the early 80s, so your comments on that resonate with me. But I've been a volunteer, excuse me, for a wildlife rehabilitator for over 30 years now. And since I heard you speaking with Richard Serrett, you did an interview with him, I think it's a few years
ago. Back
now.
In April of last year.
Yeah. I heard that interview, and I've been spreading the word and in our volunteer community in hopes of purchasing or somehow bringing one of your eggs to Ontario for wildlife rehabilitation. I don't know if you've had, so my question is two-part, but so let's say, for example, a tick-ravaged moose or a deer that was hit by a vehicle or even just some endangered birds that may have fallen out of a nest or something and are struggling. But the rehabilitators, most of us are volunteers, and we struggle a lot with vet bills and supplies. I have really healed my own trauma from a broken neck with a lot of the light and sound and other suggestions from the people George has interviewed. Thank you, God, for this, I think Tom calls it the University of Coast. But so my question is two-part. Might you have done any research with animal healing? And might you be interested in working with me to bring one of your eggs to Ontario, Canada to experiment with that?
Well, thank you, and thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all the work you do with the wildlife rehabilitation. Yes, we've done much work with animals. We have great success because animals only know love. If we as humans only knew love, we could heal so fast. So my horse, for example, she had a lump on her chest. And what we do is we take the animal's picture, because everything's energy, and my mind really still hasn't wrapped around this, but taking a picture of the animal, putting it in the egg, has helped so many animals, and the lump on my horse's chest went away after one session, and then the skin was kind of hanging. Second day, it sucked the skin right back up, and she was well, and I still can't believe that happened. So we have people with, you know, dogs, they'll send the picture of their dog, they'll send a picture of their cat, and we can put that in the egg and really support the healing of the animal. So I think we will have an egg coming to Ontario. If it's not this year, it's next year. I have a Canadian sales agent that's been working a lot with that. So if you want to make an inquiry at info@harmonicegg.com, we can talk about it.
And your books, where do you get them, Gail?
HarmonicEgg.com. I'm not on Amazon.
You're not?
No, not on Amazon. Okay. I really didn't want to support Amazon. And funny enough, we couldn't get the book on Amazon. Everybody tried, and it just wouldn't go. And somebody said, I think the vibration of your book is too high for Amazon, if that's even a thing.
That might be. Gail, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with final phone calls in just a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, John Hogue joins us for prophecy discussions, and then later on in the show, remote viewer Paul Smith on things we can do to change our lives with remote viewing. And welcome back, Gail Lynn with us. Her website is harmonicegg.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and we've got final calls here for you as well as we are talking about the incredible ability of healing. And when we talk about the ancients, how did they learn this, Gail?
I think it was intuition. I think that it was also trial and error. So they probably spoke to plants, and the plants, told them what they were there for to help them. I think that they probably also had some communications with some guides that were otherworldly.
Aha, uh-huh. Tell me more.
Well, you know Lauren Cielo?
Yes.
I spoke to them about the harmonic egg because I'm always exploring other healers and channelers and psychics to help me understand what the egg is and what it's doing. And she kind of tuned into it and said it was from planet Sirius B and probably came through from my teachers from planet Sirius B. And, so she said it feels like the egg brings people to their higher self, to so that they can, higher self can come in for the human, to help the human live this human life. And she said it kind of changes time and space in there, and even said that inside of the egg isn't really on the earth plane. Very interesting.
Back to final calls. Let's go to Gina Maria in the state of Washington. Welcome to the show. Hi, Gina Maria.
Hello. Love and peace and healing, and God bless to everyone and everything everywhere.
Thank you.
Yes. A couple of things here. I wanted to talk about the Rife machine last, but first of all, I heard a saying once, a coincidence is a miracle in which God wishes to remain anonymous. Anyhow,
Love it.
First off, and I do know that the tuning forks can also be used for healing, as well as, of course, let's not forget our rocks and crystals as well, might be useful inside of your egg as well. And I wanted to talk about the Rife machine. I got to try the Rife machine many years ago now. We're talking about 30 years ago for my fibromyalgia, and I did a couple sessions or so with it. And a gentleman wanted to try it on me because I'm very highly sensitive, first to see what I felt and such, but also to help with my fibromyalgia. And he had two different kinds. He built them himself. He had the kind where you sat in front of it and it kind of was cone-shaped, whatever, and then it beamed at you, like your chest area. And the other kind he had was you hold the two electrode, they were glass with the, you know, wires going through them in both your hands, you know, at the same time. And he had it dialed up where he could dial it up on a computer, what you had going on. And I wished I would have done like one or so more sessions, and I think it would have knocked it out. It lessened it quite a bit for a long time. So, but that's mostly what I wanted to tell you, and God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Well said, by the way, Lynn, huh? Sherry's in Alabama. Take it away. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. This is blowing my mind. Everything that has been said has resonated with me in my life.
Have you had health issues and you use some of these techniques?
Well, I grew up on a smallish lake in the valley. Didn't really like it as a 10-year-old because, you know, there weren't many kids around, but I guess it kind of forced me to, you know, see and be in nature, you know, walk around and catch crawdads and graze on blackberries. And, but, you know, my mom always said God lives here. And I'm a Christian. And fast forward in college, I stumbled onto Kundalini yoga. And as in my early years, I felt very in tune with myself. Got married, had two girls. They're beautiful souls, beautiful, beautiful souls. but the marriage began to fall apart, and I've never told this story before, but, you know, the lake was so tranquil and everything, so I went out onto the pier and lay down and talking to God and asking him, because I took the vow of marriage and I didn't want, you know, anyway, you know, I'm not happy. Should I get a divorce? And a shooting star across the sky.
There's your signal right there. What do you think of those signs from heaven, Gail?
Oh, my gosh, I get them all the time. There's so many synchronicities and there's so many different communications that I have with God, and I feel so blessed, and oh my gosh, you're so blessed, and that's beautiful.
Some people don't read the signs, though, do they? They're right there in front of them, and they don't they don't see them.
I think people, they get so caught up in their day-to-day activities, and they don't spend any time in the present. So they're missing all the signs. It could be a number. It could be a license plate. It could be, but they're on the phone or they're texting and driving. And it could be just a number of an address. I do numerology. So when I choose phone numbers or addresses, I try to see what the numerology is behind it. This morning, there was a lizard that was by my front door when I walked out to feed my horse. And I immediately went back into the house and looked up in the animal communication, you know, book, lizards about transcending fear. I was scared to death to be on this call. You know, George Norrie, oh my gosh, this was my dream to be interviewed by George Norrie. And oh my gosh, so it says transcend fear. And the lizard was there to give me a message. We just have to pay attention. And their messages are all over the place.
We sent you the lizard, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
There you go. Let's go to Ray. And next up, we've got, whose turn is it? It's Jack in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show. Hey, Jack.
Good morning. Great show. Long-time listener, and really love what's going on.
Thank you.
Gail, I've been researching your harmonic egg. My wife had a bad hemorrhagic stroke almost 9 years ago, and I've been her caregiver since then, as well as I'm a chiropractor as well, and we've been looking at a lot of different energy things to try and work with helping her. And I think as a result of my caring for her, my blood pressure, I've been kind of watching, has been kind of going up and up and up. Ooh. Over the last number, probably the last number of months, I've really noticed it. And wondering if the egg is a good way to address blood pressure issues. I know there's one not far from me in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, and I'm looking at maybe going and taking myself and my wife there for some sessions.
Well, Jack, nice to meet you, and that was my father's name. And so thank you for all you do for your wife, and I think you should go see Gina in Manitowoc. So as far as blood pressure, when my mom was still alive, she was able to get off her blood pressure meds after doing some sessions. And we've had some really good success with stroke. I don't, you know, we can't make any claims or guarantees, but we have people who have had great success after having a stroke. And so I would just say you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Is that fair?
That's fair enough, Gail. To be sure. Now, what's the best possible way for people to get into this mode of meditation? What do you recommend?
I think that they should stay present. And I think to get into a meditative state, you really want to feel the clothes touching your skin. You want to feel everything in your body. You want to listen to the sounds, whether it be birds or construction trucks or anything, but just being present. And listening. And again, you know, that's, I think, the biggest thing to be in a meditative state is to stay present and not let your mind wander to the past or the future, but just to stay present.
Gail, give out your website, if you would, please.
HarmonicEgg.com. You can find all the locations in my book. And yeah, just really fun.
Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. Gail, thank you. I hope you had a great time on the show.
It was a pleasure to spend this time with you, George. Thank you.
Good luck. Gail Lynn, and it works. It truly works. For Dan Galanti, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lardosores, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.